Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chlau Chavdalad Simon Chavches. We're talking about the lochas of that we finished the Tachanunim, and we're now to take our, we're going to take our three steps back. And he, the Chayyadim divides the lochas of the three steps and the lochas of the bowings that we do at the end into two separate simonim. Chavches deals with the steps that you take back, and Chavches deals with how you bow. So Simon Chavches is the steps. L'achash HaSayim, a person has completed all of his Shemoneh Esrei, and he's ready to step back. So the first thing that he does is he bows down. Kireyim. He bows his body. The shear of the bow is the similar bow that we have in Shemoneh Esrei, that a person is supposed to bow, that all of his vertebrae are bent. He takes the three steps back, remaining in this state of bowing. Similar to an Eved who's leaving his master, who would bow and then would step back while he's bowing. You should use your left foot first, indicating that he does not want to really step away. This is his weaker foot. He's hesitating, as it were, to leave. There are other explanations given why you use the left foot first, but the Chayyadim only brings his opinion, and that is significant because the question comes up with a person who is a left footer, a lefty. Some people, the same way there's people which have right hands and left hands, righties and lefties, there are similarly people which have a stronger right foot and people who have a stronger left foot. This is relevant, for example, in the lachas of chalitza. Chalitza has to be done on the right, on the right foot. So which foot is that? We have to test the person and see whether he's a righty or a lefty. So if a person is a left footer, which foot does he use? So based on the logic that the Chayyadim explains, that he wants to use his weaker foot to indicate that he does not really want to leave, that would mean that a person who's a left footer should use his right foot first. And that, according to the other reasons which are given, why we step with the left foot, there's actually no difference between a lefty and a righty. But based on the reason the Chayyadim gives, there is a difference, and that's why the Chayyadim says this pshat, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Chayyadim says that finds this explanation to be the halacha lemaisa explanation, and therefore a person who is a left footer should use his right foot first. The length of the steps should be at least a full foot length. So, for example, if your feet are 9 inches long, so a person would step back 9 inches. So now, the large toe of his left foot is immediately behind, off to the left a little bit, but immediately equivalent to being immediately behind the heel of the right foot. So he moved it back a full foot length, 9 inches. Now the language of the Chayyadim says it should be at least at that length. So this is a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Ramah says it should not be longer than that either. It should be not less and not more. It should be only 9 inches. In our example, it should be only 9 inches. According to the Chayyadim, it could be longer than 9 inches. It should be at least 9 inches. At least a full foot length. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah actually follows the opinion of the Ramah, that the same way it should not be less than a full foot length, it should not be more than a full foot length as well. The reason why this is so, this type of step is the type of steps that the Kohanim would use when they did the void of the Beis HaMikdash. And since tefillah is in some ways like the void of the Beis HaMikdash, so we take the same type of steps as the Kohanim used. The Chayyadim and the Shulchan Aruch see that specifically in regards to not being less than that amount, but more than that amount is acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah says that they should not be longer either in order to approximate the steps of the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash in that regards as well. A person should not take more than three steps. Now there's a machlok is what the definition of three steps means. Does it mean three sets of steps? Or does it mean just three steps? Our minhag is like the opinion. That's only three steps. Mishnah Berurah does mention that the Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Rishonim, says that it's three steps, three sets of steps. A person would take the left foot back and the right foot back to meet the left foot. Then they would do that a second time and then a third time. But our minhag is not like that. We only take 3 steps total. But the steps should not be very, even according to the Chayyadim, that it's not, there's no maximum, it doesn't have, it's, that the foot length is not a maximum, but they should not be too large of steps. And that's, and that's how we understand that halacha, not like the Mishnah Berurah, that it can't be more than a foot length, it could be more than a foot length, but it shouldn't be too large. The last point of the Chayyadim, of how to do the order of the 3 steps, we will leave for the following share. Have a good day.